Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee, and on this week's show, we have Carol J. Obley. Carol is the author of Embracing the Ties That Bind, I'm Still With You, and Soul to Soul Connections. She has communicated with souls who have crossed into the spiritual world through thousands of private and group sessions. She has earned a reputation in her geographical area as the real deal amongst psychic mediums. She travels nationally to speak and teach workshops, as well as maintaining a practice in mediumship based near Pittsburgh, PA. Her new book, Wisdom from the Spirit World, gives teachings on love, forgiveness, purpose, and finding peace from her case files of thousands of mediumship sessions. This book helps us to explore, enhance, and expand our consciousness through exercises which feature tips to raise the vibration of our thoughts, mindful meditations to instill peace, and resources to fortify and expand our spiritual awareness. This book is a compelling testament to the fortitude and brilliance of our own soul.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Carol, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. And I just want to say, I love your accent.
Well, we're in dreary old cold London at the moment. So where are you?
I'm obviously in USA. I'm in Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh.
Beautiful. Wow. We love America. Okay. This is such an amazing, we're going to get onto your beautiful book, Wisdom from the Spirit World. And I have so many amazing questions for you because this is such an important subject. And it's so good that we give this to the people. So,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Thank you for writing all your books. Thank you so much. So, Carol, please tell us a little bit about what mediumship is and what brought you to the path of being a medium.
Well, a medium is an individual who's sensitive to the spirit world. And usually genuine mediums have been born that way, but they also take training. And I've been at this for 30 years.
Wow.
So over the years, I mean, I was born with a sensitivity, but over the years, I've also taken a lot of training in order to hone those skills, to really develop them and refine them. And I kind of stumbled onto the path. It was, you know, the universe has ways of making sure that we're meeting our calling. So it was, in my case, it was sort of catastrophic. It was a fire. And the fire burned the business that I was working in. And so I was left directionless for almost a year. And I got a phone call from a friend who said, you need to go to this metaphysical center in this small town near where I live. And so I put that off, and then she called again, and I said, I think this is something I need to do. So everything sort of started from there as far as my opening. And actually, I started with spiritual healing, hands-on healing. And I was highly trained in that. That is part of spiritualism, the transmission of you know, the divine energy through the practitioner. So I took a lot of training with that and then began, you know, the journey of mediumship. I think a couple of years later, and attended intensive training.
Wow. But did you always know from young that you didn't know that? Wow.
No, In fact, well, that's part of the story too. Briefly, I got into a lot of trouble with drugs and alcohol. And I've written very openly about this. And really, that has served me well to help other people who have had addiction, and particularly with mediumship, have had alcoholism in the family and those sorts of very destructive patterns. So in that way, my early experiences with being out of it, being self-obsessed, self-consumed, and really not liking who I was, served me well in my journey of helping others.
Beautiful. And I mean, I believe that we're in a very pivotal time on Earth. I believe that we are going through a great awakening, and so many people are waking up to their gifts, their own gifts, and it's a time of spiritual that I think is becoming the spirit world, and our world is becoming a lot more accessible now. I think people are waking up to that they have there is something else other than this world, So, but your book is so fascinating. How do souls in the spirit communicate during your sessions? And what type of information do they impart? Because I know you've done so many sessions. So what is the communication that they say?
It's through a process of blending, and because we are all souls. We are, that's who we are, besides having this disposable physical body. We are eternal souls. And what happens during the process of mediumship is a blending of the spirit person or communicator, that soul in the spirit world that is not here in the physical plane, blends with my soul. So it's this blending of the two souls. And then I impart that information that I receive, that I'm aware of, to the recipient of the reading. And that's really how it works. And it's also through these senses called the inner senses. Most people have heard of clairvoyance, which is seeing. There's also clairaudience, which means listening or hearing. And then there's clairsentience, which is feeling emotions, or just this sort of sensing of that person's life, when they were here on the physical plane. And also importantly, the core of the reading, which is the message that soul wants to pass along to the recipient.
That is just it's amazing, isn't it? And do they always have a message for the recipient? It's beautiful. I mean, it's
Yes.
so healing, isn't it? It really is. What is the number one message do you feel from the spiritual world?
Actually sounds kind of strange, but I would say that the most common message in, at this point I'm over 14,000 readings, there is an afterlife. I go on. That's the most common message. I'm don't talk about me as if I'm not alive, because I am. And so it seems very simple. But I would say that is probably, and in wisdom from the spirit world, I list that as the first lesson, because it is the most common. And the soul is eternal. And that is really also, I think, an often overlooked facet of mediumship, is that it not only is a communication from that soul in the spirit world that they go on, it's also a reminder to that recipient of the communication, that they are an eternal soul, that there's nothing to fear, that, you know, we are one grain of sand on this lifetime, was one grain of sand on the beach of the eternity of the soul. And that can be very healing for people. It can alleviate fear of death.
Yes.
It can alleviate fear that, you know, my loved one is gone. They're not connected to me anymore. And certainly, I mean, people have to grieve the loss of the physical. That is necessary, because obviously we can't hug that person anymore. We can't pick up a phone and call them. You know, they're not there physically, but soul is always, that bond of love is always there, and it is unbreakable through death.
Yes, and that's what I totally believe, that, you know, as Yogini, we believe in reincarnation and the spirit, you know, the God's heaven, spiritual world. But do you, like, I always really feel that when your loved one passes over, you know, and when your time is to pass over, they will come around and they will help you, you know, with their arms stretched open, and help you to let go of this physical body and go, come on, take the leap, you know, into the most beautiful, celestial, melodious, you know, blissful place that we could ever imagine. Is that correct? Do they come around? Are they around us all the time? Are they our spirit guides?
That's true. Now, I do want to just add a point with that, because sometimes people think, well, are they watching me, you know, in the shower, or, you know, are they aware of my private times or whatever? And the answer to that is no, because, you know, another point that's really important that people have to understand, the personality dissolves. When we go to the spirit world, the personality and the ego are necessary here on the physical plane, but they're not necessary in the spirit world, because it's sort of, you know, we shed that identity. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not responsible for what we did here, because most definitely we are. And, you know, this thing called karma, or the natural law of cause and effect, is always operating. And so, you know, people will often say, does my mom or my dad or my husband, you know, or wife, do they still feel this way? Or are they still a bad person? Maybe, you know, and the answer to that is, there's an elevated perspective. So it's a much different perspective from the soul's vantage point than the personalities, because the personality is relatively limited, and it sees and experiences duality. And this is a plane, this physical plane is a plane of duality. And, you know, in the spirit world, it's not like that. So there's always a more elevated perspective. And that's really what I wanted to capture in Wisdom from the Spirit World. The repeating themes that I kept hearing over and over throughout multiple readings, and they're more spiritually oriented lessons that the spirit world will communicate.
Yeah. To help people on Earth, to help us understand how to live, how to die, to not be scared, to, you know, to, because that's the biggest thing, isn't it? You know, it's so important to, I think, to not have that scared, to not have that fear of death, because then you can truly live. Because so many people live in fear of life, because, you know, it's a big fear, isn't it?
Beautifully stated. There are many, many people who wall themselves off due to grief, particularly since we're talking about, you know, the spirit world. We can wall ourselves off in other ways too, with anger, with fear. With grief, people can build a very thick wall around themselves and, you know, feel very defeated and actually stop living. And those in spirit deliver compelling messages saying, stop that. I'm still here with you. In fact, my second book that I wrote is called I'm Still With You.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
You know, the people need to know,
yes,
that we still have life here. You know, a loved one's passing is not a reason to shut down.
Yes,
that doesn't mean that we can't feel the feelings. We need to go through the stages of grieving, but to not allow that to stop our life.
Yes.
And there are many people that I've read for, particularly those who have lost children. It's heart-wrenching.
Yes.
For people. I don't believe they're ever the same again.
No.
You know, particularly in my second book, I'm Still With You, I emphasized there's a whole chapter called Forever Young, and it's on people who have lost kids. And so these courageous souls use something very tragic to, as a spiritually oriented springboard, to open up more spiritually and to reach out and help others who are walking that same pathway.
But you know what you give them? You give them such beautiful, it's not even hope, such beautiful knowing that when they pass over, they will meet them again. Because love never dies. And the soul continues on, our consciousness never dies. It continues on. And all of our loved ones that have passed over, we shall meet again.
I think you're a medium. Because you are so well spoken on that is really the core, what you just said about the continuation of love. You know, the whole first section of Wisdom from the Spirit World, it's called You Signed Up for This.
Wow.
So, and it's about these things called the Akashic Files. And so, you know, it's hard to conceive sometimes, but what I have seen through my work and everything I write about and speak about in interviews is from my direct experience.
Yeah.
The Akashic Files are the book of life of that soul. And every experience that that soul has had is contained within those files. So we choose certain things and certain experiences.
Yeah.
The loss of a child, believe it or not, can be one of those things that we choose for spiritual evolution.
Yeah. But one of the hardest, but yeah. Wow. Amazing.
Definitely one of the hardest.
Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah.
Having the knowledge that we're going to be directly, pardon me, directly with that soul again, really lends, you know, a lot of comfort to people.
So important for them to know that. So important, you know, and that they're not alone, and they that love that they will be. That's just beautiful. Oh, lovely. And Carol, what do you mean? What is evidential mediumship? Is it inborn or learned? What does that mean?
Evidentiary mediumship is presenting facts about the spirit communicator's life. I got your dad here. He was a carpenter. I have mom here. She was a baker. and other compelling facets of that soul's life, memories, the description of the personality, numbers that or dates, you know, that are associated with that individual, their birth date, their passing date, And you know, so it can take what they passed from is another big one. So it's really about presenting facts that I, as a medium, would have absolutely no way of knowing.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of them are quite specific. And you know, I am constantly refining my ability to sense what the spirit world is communicating. Not so that I can become this great medium, but for the purpose of really demonstrating the knowledge of that soul, because it's a living, breathing intelligence that's actually more alive than we are here.
Yes, that's what I believe, Carol. Yeah. Our soul is in the spiritual, Akashic, astral, causal, heavenly realms with, as a part of the oneness with God, Goddess the whole time. And then it projects a part of itself into this duality, which comes into this body, into this physical body. So basically, we are there all the time. And that is our true home, is it not?
As I said, you could be a medium. You know a lot about the process. Yes. And when the soul takes physical form in incarnation in the body of that tiny infant, there is, yes, there is prior incarnations. They're stored in those Akashic files. And sometimes, that soul really has to. Sometimes souls choose to experience some very dire circumstances early in life. You know, they may have come into a family that in some way is abusive, you know, for purposes of evolution. The only reason we're here is to evolve spiritually.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
We get lost. It's almost, you know, the longer I'm here on the planet, I am convinced that this is like being under the influence of a drug.
Yeah, it
When
is. And you know what the
here,
yogis, and the rishis call it? It's Maya, 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 the matrix, which is the temptation, which is the false, physicality with all of its consumerism, and it takes you off into the trance. And then you have to awaken yourself to the truth.
yes, you know, one of the things that my spirit team, those are the souls who help me with my, I call them a spirit team because we work together.
Wow.
They are not superior to, so the audience understands, the spirit guides are not superior to you.
No.
they are helping souls. That's who they are. And they told me a long time ago, they said, physical life is much like waking up from in the morning and you had a dream. And when you were in the dream, it was very real. And I think most of us have had this experience that, you know, you wake up and you go, wow, you know, I actually felt that. And you still have the emotions, or you might have a taste in your mouth, or, you know, a smell. That's how physical life is when we go into the spirit world. So we have a memory of it. The soul accumulates knowledge. And so, you know, we don't forget any of that. It's stored in these files, but it becomes sort of unreal to us as a soul when we transition back into the spirit world. So I thought it was a really good metaphor, that my spirit team, gave me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it can really, this is how mediumship, what we was talking about before, that's how people can heal by knowing that life goes on. This is the most important thing.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That life goes on, that we are a soul, we are not this physical body. We are having an experience, and the reason is to evolve here, you know, to awaken and evolve. And I think that, and that's how mediumship can heal people. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it eliminates a lot of fear. You know, this plane is really a fear-based environment.
Yes, it is.
I think most of us right now are aware of the tremendous transformation that humanity is going through at this time.
Wow.
I mean, collective consciousness, you know, I've studied astrology for many, many, many years, and are the life force, which is represented by the planet Pluto, represents the collective life on the planet. Has shifted out of the sign of Capricorn, where it was since 2008. It's now shifted just recently in the last month into Aquarius.
Wonderful.
And so there is a big difference between those two energies. Capricorn being very much concerned with structure, you know, the way things have always been, the status quo. Aquarius contrasting, you know, much more concerned with updating everything,
yes,
the future, and the collective good.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, I mean, collectively, humanity is going through this currently. And so there's a lot of fear that comes up when the old structures have crumbled, which was Pluto, its evolutionary purpose is to unearth or bring up impurities.
Yes, the darkness. Bring up the darkness to the light.
The shadow, the darkness. And Aquarius says, okay, we've dug all of that up and we've purified. Now we're going to really look at and refine our collective consciousness. Aquarius is a very strong fixed air sign, so it does deal also with mental capacity, because thoughts are associated with the element of air. So getting rid of old belief systems, you know, really looking at how we can improve the quality of life
Yes.
for all of us.
Yeah. This is the new earth that's being unearthed, really. All them old structures and ways that don't serve humanity anymore will collapse and fade away. And the new will come, you know, and every, you know, this is why this is a great awakening. We're learning, people are awakening and learning about their gifts, their spiritual gifts, you know. It's a wonderful time to be alive. It's amazing to see this at this time.
Yeah, I think use spiritual tools to transcend fear. I am a believer in, I mean, I have practiced mindfulness for a long time. Mindfulness simply being in the moment, recognizing that that's all we have.
Yes.
I don't care who the individual is. It could be, you know, the president, it could be a beggar on the street, that we're all the same in that way, that we only have right now. That's all we have. And, you know, being in the moment, that automatically reduces fear. Because fear is usually connected with feeling unsafe. And so that's sort of future oriented.
Yeah.
Sometimes people, you know, they bond in the past. They bond to their wounds. And
that's right.
By the way, that's another lesson in wisdom from the spirit world is our wounds do not diminish the light within.
Well,
and so
yeah, but, you know, Rumi, the poet, he said, the wound is where the light enters.
Yes. Yeah, I love Rumi. In fact, some of his quotes in the books that I've written.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful. And in your book, I love the title of this book. It's amazing. Death, a Beginning. Wow. You know, in your book, Death, a Beginning, you write about what the soul experiences after death. Can you give a short synopsis of this? Because this is fascinating.
Yeah. By the way, that is chapter two in I'm Still With You, True Stories of Healing, Grief Through Spirit Communication. It's in that chapter, it's all about the journey of the soul when it leaves physical life. And, you know, from rising above the physical body, the consciousness rising above the physical body, and then the journey, you know, being greeted by loved ones, as you so beautifully stated earlier, and what we do from there. You know, taking assessment of the life that we just left, you know, sitting with our spirit team and saying, you know, how did I do on the lesson of compassion? I'm going to give myself a C on that. I think I might need some more experience with that. How did I do, you know, with nurturing, being able to nurture others or to use my abilities as a healer? And so we do this self-assessment, and there's no deception there in the spirit world. So it's an honest assessment taken by the soul itself.
Self.
You know,
yeah, that's amazing.
It is truly, you know, you've heard about the life review process.
Life review.
And we do go through that, and it's very quick. You know, we might have been here for 99 years if we live a long life. But that life review happens in a matter of seconds.
Wow.
And from that point, then, with our spirit team, we can gauge or start to, I'm putting it in quotes, plan how we're going to continue. You know, do we need more experience with these things in the spirit world? Because growth never stops. It's endless. It's endless. And to me, I find that quite comforting to know that no matter what happens here, that I'm going to go on. And, you know, by grounding that knowledge within myself, I hope that that is passed along in the sessions that I do as well.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That whole chapter talks about from leaving one physical life to entering, you know, the next one.
Yeah.
And I find that people Can really gain some comfort and understanding, and also to know that we're responsible for everything that we do.
That's right.
You know,
everything is self-created, isn't it, Carol? Self-created.
100%.
For us to learn our lessons, everything, because we think that that person or that situation or that, you know, they did that to me. No, every single thing is self-created. So therefore, we can therefore begin again in the now and create, you know, our life anew.
That is also comforting. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because one always has the gift of choice. That's another lesson in wisdom from the spirit world, is our choices determine the quality of our life. And instead of engaging in blame or the very dangerous entity of victimhood, because there really is no victimhood. I know some people might disagree and say, well, children who are abused, aren't they victims? And so in a sense, yes, if we're looking at it through the eyes of the personality, certainly I'm not in any way saying that the person consciously chose that. But yet there's the availability within very terrible experiences
for the soul to learn.
And also to be a beacon for others.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have we seen that? You know, that a person has endured horrendous life conditions or experiences, but they're like the phoenix rising from the ashes, that they transcend that, and then they become an inspiration to others. That's really the name of the game. That's how it works.
That is just amazing. It really is.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It really is. And describe how you feel or hear the spirits. Do you see them all the time, or how do you turn that ability, how do you turn that ability off and on? And is there, have you, is there, I know there's good spirits and bad spirits. Talk a little bit about that after as well.
Basically what I do, I mean, just, it comes down to one thing. And that's why I said basically, because I don't like that word, but it is basic in that it's sensing. And so that is clairsentience. And so whenever I sit down with somebody to do a session, what focuses that in for me is a prayer. I always pray before the session. It's just a short prayer, but that's my signal and the spirit world signal that that opening is happening. Now, do I turn it off? Absolutely. Anyone who is a legitimate medium must turn it off. Mm. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be inundated with things all the time. So, and there, you know, on the contrary, though, there are many times prior to a session, or when I'm going to sleep at night, I have headsets on, I'm doing meditation, that I will, that connection happens prior to the session. And I have no idea, you know, who it is. I'll see somebody or, you know, I'll start to get a message and I have no clue who that is. And then I later discover that. That's not all the time though. But it does happen. And in a very specific way, sometimes, you know, there are times I have before I've done a group, because I do group mediumship, I will sit with a piece of paper and a pen and sit there and I'll say, a loved one that's connected to somebody who's going to be in this group, can you connect with me now and give me some information? And I will sit there and write down very specific details of that spirit person. And I take the paper with me when I go to the group. Now, I do not do that all the time, but maybe that's a reminder that I need to do that again, because it's quite startling.
Wow.
When that happens. And, you know, it's not just a vague detail like, well, somebody's mom came to me, but the circumstances or the characteristics of that mom's passing, or, you know, mm-hmm. things that are associated with her.
It's beautiful. And what are the various ways spirit in our loved ones send us signs? Because that is, I mean, you always hear about, you know, in nature, the robin or the butterfly, you know, the feathers. Please tell us.
Yeah, again, in my second book, I'm Still With You, there's a whole chapter. It's called, I think it's called, that book is from 08, Spirit Speaks. There are many different categories. What you mentioned, nature, and this is what's called synchronicity, which means a meaningful coincidence. Say that I'm really down, you know, I lost my husband, and I am asking him for a sign. And I'm sitting out on my porch, and in flies a butterfly, and it lands on my lap. That would be an example of synchronicity. I'm thinking about him, and then the butterfly comes. Spirit can manipulate electricity, flashing lights, ringing the phone. You know, they can create synchronicity through numbers.
Yes.
Repeat numbers or numbers that are associated with them. Dream visitations. You know, that's where there's an actual connection between souls. Mm. And it feels, I had one of these, and I will never forget it. In my third book, Soul to Soul Connections, I wrote about it. It was with my grandmother, who passed in 1977. And about, you know, 20 years later, she came to me. And I will never, ever forget that. So it feels as if the person is there with you. And it's an overwhelming sense of love. The love that I felt from my grandmother in that connection, I cannot, there is nothing here on this earth that I have ever experienced to that magnitude. And it was the most encompassing, reassuring feeling. And I liken it to, it must be what happens when we die.
Yeah.
We are welcome back.
Yeah. It's right. Almost like you had a little touch of heaven come to you, you know. Oh, it makes me so emotional. It's beautiful, Carol.
Yes. If you've ever had one of these, you will not forget it. And it's their way of saying, I'm here with you. I go on. And I'm giving you this unconditional love.
Just beautiful. I just wish all people could experience that. But you know, that's what I feel. This great awakening, you know, is refining us, and more and more as we go through the future of humanity. Who knows where? But I feel that the body, the physical body, will get lighter and lighter and lighter, and become the spiritual energy body. And I really believe, you know, I mean, in the Celestian prophecy, they say that's when heaven and physical world and heaven come together as one, like that. That's just so wow, isn't it? You know.
And, you know, that brings up another interesting point, and I've written about this in all of my books. Many times the soul, the spirit who's leaving that body will look down on the body and say, you know, what am I doing down there when I'm up here? This is particularly common. You know, in the U.S., we've had a lot of, we have an opioid, pardon me, crisis. And so there's been a lot of overdoses. And unfortunately or fortunately, I've read for a lot of people who have lost children to that, or you know, a brother or sister or a spouse to an opioid overdose. And so because that wasn't the intent of the soul, many times they will come through and they'll say, that wasn't on purpose. And I watched when the paramedics came and tried to revive me, or, you know, that you came into my bedroom and found me or whatever.
Wow.
So there's this sort of reflection that can take place with the soul. And the other thing, too, is that the soul usually attends its own wake or funeral.
Amazing.
And the reason I'm saying that is because there have been sessions in which the soul will mention, you know, what happened at that funeral or what was in the casket, you know, what, you know, specific things. So I think it's really, it's kind of cool, actually. That
I think it's amazing. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Really. Wow.
And they'll even sometimes talk about, I love these specific songs that you picked out, you know, at my funeral. They were my favorite songs. Or, you know, I saw that you laid a rose in my casket, or, you know, a piece of jewelry, or whatever.
That is just so beautiful, that, you know, and that must feel so comforting as well. Wow, I really do. And where can people read Wisdom from the Spirit World and all of your books that are so important, Carol?
Thank you. Well, they are on, my publisher is actually in England, where you are. So through the publisher, that which is Collective Inc.com, the imprint that my books are under is Sixt, the numeral Six with plus TH books. Also my website, and you can also schedule a session there, and that's soulvisions.net. And also Amazon. I know that there's an Amazon UK, and there's an Amazon in the United States. All of the books are available electronically too on Kindle. I've done actually many readings with people from other countries.
Can you do them on Zoom?
Yes, that's how we connect. Ireland, Scotland, England. I've also worked with an interpreter from the lady, lovely lady, who her husband came through. She was from Iraq
Wow.
and did not speak English, so there was an interpreter, and it was lovely. So
Carol,
there's no
honestly.
difference.
Yeah, that's right. But your work, Carol, is just honestly, it's such an honor to have you. And I just want to thank you so much for doing all of these years of helping so many people with their grief and letting go of their fear and giving them the comfort from their loved ones is so important. And to know that life goes on, I mean, there is no death, to know that it goes on. So thank you for all your work and thank you,
Thank
for all
you.
of your books and thank you for being on a Great Awakening show.
Thank you. My pleasure.